Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Disgraceful and offensive. And that's how American Vice President Mike Pence has reacted to suggestions by the New York Times that he's considering taking a tilt at the top job in 2020. While President Donald Trump's given no indication that he won't run for re-election, the newspaper reported that a number of top Republicans, including Mr. Pence, have been building fundraising committees with an eye on the next national election. There's increasing concern in the Republican Party about Mr. Trump's chaotic administration and legislative failures, as well as the multiple investigations into links between his aides and family members and Russia. Last week, the president's approval rating hit a new low in a poll, just 33% approving of his job performance. But Mike Pence is categorically denying he's positioning himself to take over if Donald Trump doesn't run again. Let's untangle this with Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington. Hi there, Simon.
Hello, Susie.
So what's going on here then?
Well, not much of a way for Donald Trump to begin what he insists is a working holiday at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey. But Mike Pence moved very quickly to hit back at that New York Times article, issuing a statement that many observers here believe was intended for an audience of one, namely President Donald Trump himself. Because if there's one thing Donald Trump cannot abide, it is disloyalty. So Mike Pence moved very quickly to insist that the claims the New York Times was reporting are disgraceful, offensive to me, my family, and our entire team, categorically false, and represent just the latest attempt by the media to divide the Trump administration. All, of course, the New York Times was reporting was that factually we know Mike Pence has set up a political action committee to start fundraising ahead of the 2020 presidential election, that he has been courting Republican Party grandees and reaching out to some of the party's financiers, and the newspaper reported has been suggesting to some of them that if there is an opportunity because of the collapse of the Trump presidency or any decision by President Donald Trump not to seek re-election, then he would like to be the Republican Party's presidential candidate. And honestly, at this point, Mike Pence would be crazy not to be pursuing those ambitions, given the extent to which prominent Republicans are now expressing reservations about President Trump's administration. And over the weekend, we had for the first time a public acknowledgement by a senior figure close to President Donald Trump that he is in trouble with core Republican supporters. Here's what Kellyanne Conway, a presidential counselor, had to say on ABC.
His approval rating among Republicans and conservative and Trump voters is down slightly. It needs to go up. They are telling him, just enact your program. Don't worry about a Congress that isn't supporting legislation to get big ticket items done. And don't worry about all the distractions and diversions and discouragement that others who are still trying to throw logs in your path are throwing your way.
That's a big moment. The first indication, the first concession by a top aide to President Trump that his popularity among Republicans is slipping. He doesn't believe it. On Twitter a few hours ago, he said that the base of his support was still growing, and he seems to be confident in that assertion, even as others around him are getting increasingly nervous.
Now, Kellyanne Conway, of course, not just any old Republican councillor. She ran his presidential campaign. And is this an indication then that Republicans are seriously beginning to say Donald Trump has to be contained to one term?
Well, they're definitely saying that behind closed doors, but they're definitely not saying it publicly, and certainly not saying it publicly if they want to have any continuing close association with President Trump. And one Republican Trump supporter who has apparently been saying all of this behind closed doors is Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, a man I know many in New Zealand are very familiar with. And he, according to BuzzFeed, has been distancing himself from President President Trump during numerous conversations describing the administration as incompetent, saying that he has developed increasingly pessimistic feelings about the president and fears that his administration may end in disaster. Peter Thiel was a prominent supporter of Donald Trump on the campaign trail during last year's election, and if people like him are getting cold feet, then the president must be somewhat concerned as he continues that golfing working vacation.
Simon Marks in Washington, thank you very much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project in Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big.